This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt has sent a high-level delegation to Israel with the hope of brokering a ceasefire agreement in Gaza with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. At the same time, Egypt warned a possible Israeli offensive focused on the southern city of Rafah on the border with Egypt could have catastrophic consequences to regional stability. Friday's ceasefire talks were to focus on a limited exchange of hostages held by Hamas for Palestinian prisoners and the return of a significant number of displaced Palestinians to northern Gaza. Violence continues along the Israel-Lebanon border. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says its fighters fired anti-tank missiles and artillery shells at an Israeli military convoy in a disputed area along the border, killing an Israeli civilian. Hezbollah adds its fighters ambushed the convoy shortly before midnight on Thursday, destroying two vehicles. The Israeli military has commented the ambush wounded an Israeli citizen doing infrastructure work. He'd later died of his wounds. Low-intensity fighting along the Israel-Lebanon border has repeatedly threatened to boil over as Israel has targeted senior Hezbollah militants in recent months. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced on both sides of the border. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and senior Chinese officials in Beijing.
Our ability to cooperate in this area, to show results, will have a very positive impact on relations between our countries and the interests of our people.
Talks between the two sides have increased in recent months. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say military officials at the Pentagon are expected to announce about $6 billion in long-term military aid to Ukraine. It will include much sought-after munitions for Patriot air defense systems and other weapons. The officials say the aid package will be funded through the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, which pays for longer-term contracts with the defense industry and means it could take many months or years for the weapons to arrive. U.S. lawmakers this week gave social media video app TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance until mid-January to divest the social network or face a nationwide ban. But Reuters sources say the company has another idea. Correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
Reuters sources say the company will shut TikTok down in the U.S. rather than sell it. That's because the algorithm that powers the app is seen as ByteDance's most valuable asset. It drives other platforms owned by the firm, and sources say it's seen as more advanced than products from rivals like Tencent. Separating it from TikTok as part of any sale looks to be legally and technically all but impossible. Instead, ByteDance could just shut the app down in the US and live without its 170 million users there. Late Thursday, the company would only say that it had no plan to sell TikTok.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. Thousands of indigenous protesters in Brazil marched around the National Congress on Thursday, calling on the government to protect their ancestral lands. Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram reports.
It's part of a yearly protest this week in defense of indigenous land rights. They are upset with the government for planning a railway to transport grain from farm states to ports in the Amazon for export, as they fear doing so will destroy the environment of tribal communities near the Tapajós River. The protesters accuse Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's government of not keeping to promises to officially recognize indigenous reservations as ancestral lands.
Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram. Millions of Indians are voting in a second round of multi-phase national elections with some big names in the contest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is strongly promoting his party's pro-Hindu line in his campaign. Rahul Gandhi, a top opposition party leader, is contesting for a second time after he was defeated in 2019 elections. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.